It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
We are back, quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by GoPSURV.com. I'm Dustin Hawkinsmith. He's Jim Galante. As promised, we're going to go in depth on Julian Fleming, his decision date coming May 31st. He's down to a top five: Penn State, Ohio State, Clemson, Georgia, Alabama. This is the recruitment that a lot of people had circled. Really, people had circled two recruitments. One was Brian Bressy, who chose Clemson a couple weeks ago. Now it's Julian Fleming, both five stars. You know, there were thoughts initially, Jim, that, oh my gosh, Penn State's going to get both of these guys. And now the thought is, oh my gosh, Penn State might lose both of these guys.
Yes, and even, as you mentioned, this has been going on for a couple years. I believe Penn State fans who follow recruiting, guilty, going back 2 years, were saying, as we were watching 2019 formulate, boy, this is a good recruiting year, but wait till 2020, where there's all those five stars. And there was, is it Tyree was the running back from Virginia? And there were multiple five stars in Penn State's traditional recruiting territory. So 2020 was going to be the year, or not.
Yeah. So I thought that too. I thought 2019 was going to be weaker than what it was, though. So there's some give and some take. On Tyree, one thing that could change that is this kind of surprise commitment of Noah Cain. Now you got two running backs in 2019. And whether that means Penn State cooled or whether Tyree cooled, there's an explanation for that. Brian Bressy, you know, he was a national recruitment, the number one defensive lineman in the country. He's number one and number two player overall in the country. A freak show of an athlete. And going to Clemson is not the only move, but that's the most logical move that there is, really. If you're a guy who really has ambition to leave for the NFL, probably just play three seasons to do it, there's no better program right now at this very moment than Clemson in doing that. Clemson and Alabama are in a league of their own when it comes to developing defensive linemen, so you can explain that one.
Right. And first of all, let's start with this premise. In no way can we question these kids making the biggest decision of their life until this point,
right,
in making the decision where to go. You can't, and it's Bressy, is that the correct pronunciation? How in the world could you question, you know, the idea of going to Clemson? But I think what we're looking to do here is look at it from the other side, from the Penn State side. And I'll ask you the question right off. Julian Fleming a can't-miss recruit? He's a five-star elite, the best player in Pennsylvania. He's 90 minutes from State College. We've all known about him for years. He's been to the Penn State campus a bazillion times. Is he a can't-miss for Penn State?
Like, you can't afford to miss him? That type of can't-miss?
Yes. Can they afford to not get him?
I think they can afford to not get him. And the thing that I struggle with is, okay, he's a kid who is in Penn State's backyard, a Pennsylvania kid. None of those kids should be leaving the state. None of the best kids in Pennsylvania should be leaving the state, in theory. But the five stars who are getting recruited at such a high level nationally, it's just a whole different ball game. To have your Clemsons and Ohio States and your Alabamas and your Georgias and everybody else really pushing hard, not just throwing out an offer saying, hey, we're interested, but really pushing hard for this kid constantly. I don't think losing Julian Fleming is a big indictment of Penn State as a recruiter either, because the reality is Penn State is not the same type of national brand as really all the schools involved in his recruitment, I would say. Alabama, Ohio State, Clemson, even Georgia are bigger national brands than Penn State is. The fact that Julian Fleming resides in Penn State's backyard That hurts a little bit, but national recruitments are complete. There's 15 or 20 of these guys a year that are truly a national recruitment where all bets are off. And the fact that he's in Pennsylvania, it matters a little bit, but I don't really view this as a typical, well, you can't lose him, he's a Pennsylvania kid. You know, if he's got a heart to leave and go to one of these bigger brands and to go a little further from home or to experience something different, which I think that's something that he addressed coming from tiny Southern Columbia, you can't really blame him for trying to get out there and see more of the world. If that's where he's at, there's just not a lot you can do if you're Penn State.
You mean there's something wrong with the metropolis of Catawissa?
There's nothing wrong with the metropolis of Catawissa. But I don't blame him for wanting to leave either. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. And by the way, that's my backyard. And again, we referenced this in our last quarter. I'm a fan. You're a journalist. So we probably look at this a little different. And I look at it as a fan. But even as a fan, as much as there's a little bit of that, the local kid for me, so I want to see him go to Penn State, it's still a wide receiver. It's not a quarterback.
Yeah.
So can you really put that much weight on him? In fact, I would have, if we had a choice between the two, Bracy or Fleming, I'm thinking the defensive tackle would be the 100%. More important position to fill. And you also, there's three wide receivers on the field most of the time. How much... I'm not sure a wide receiver could be translated into a must-get recruit. Now, how important is the fact that he's from Pennsylvania? The perception as fans is this is a guy, he's an elite player from Pennsylvania, from your backyard, you better get him. But recruiting overall, not just for the very elite like Clemson and Alabama, but even for Penn State, how many Pennsylvania recruits do they get every year? Not many.
Yeah.
They've become, if not national, at least regional, and they're growing their region, not just the mid-Atlantic states, but now they're going south into Florida. And when you're talking about the wide receiver position, I'm not sure that there can be a single guy that you say, we must get him, or the recruiting season's a disaster. Again, as a fan, love to have him at Penn State. Would love to. But if he goes somewhere else, okay, move on.
I think that's probably a fair attitude to have. Really almost any recruit. Almost any prospect. One recruit doesn't make or break if you can recruit or not, if that makes sense. There's so many different factors that go beyond, you know, distance from home, whether that program is winning or not. There's so much that goes into making a decision when you're 17 or 18 years old that you can't control every individual instance. But I think that Penn State continues to go in the same route that it's been going as a recruiting, I don't want to say powerhouse, but as a recruiting at a pretty high level, but at the same time being fairly regional. They're not winning a lot of truly national recruiting battles. If you look at some of the more elite players, like Justin Shorter, for example, they were in so early on him before his recruitment had a chance to truly blow up and they had to enter that competition that they got him. Micah Parsons was just the weirdest recruitment ever. And, you know, for him to commit, decommit, recommit, that's rare, but his recruitment went national too. You know, there's you know, Brian Bracy, you look at Christian Wilkins, you look at some of these guys that when these national programs come in and really are knocking on the doors, all bets are off. And it's not, you know, like I said, I don't think it's an indictment of Penn State to lose them. I also think, you know, Julian Fleming from a skill set perspective, you know, 6'2", 200 pounds, a truly dynamic athlete. Very mature. I think he's a little older for a soon to be high school senior, which I guess helps, but he is a guy who can help his program immediately. He's a guy who could also maybe play 3 years, but I don't think any player is so indispensable that you got to beat yourself up for not getting him.
I believe that's true, and I don't want to fall into the guy who said, oh, stars don't matter, and I'll point out a two-star or three-star guy who became a superstar.
Yeah.
What I will say, though, I think it's a little bit of a numbers game, meaning quantity. So if I had a choice between the best wide receiver in the country and get one of them, or get two guys who are wide receivers who are the third or fourth or fifth best receivers in the country, I think I'd go for the two. And as an example of that, in 2019, Penn State didn't get one running back, they got two. They didn't get one quarterback, they got two. You're covering your bets a little bit that way, and they are both very good running backs. Well, you're better off hitting by getting a star running back if you bring in two of them. So looking at it that way, it's hard for me to look at an individual player as a make or break for a team. Sure, it's good image. It's good for the fans to see the local guy go there. And it's great to see a five-star get on board early and help you get more really good players. But I'm not going to look at it and say, gee, Penn State's 2020 recruiting went bad because they didn't get one individual player, no matter how good that player is.
And I think just from a wide receiver standpoint, what Penn State's trying to do there, you've seen them. So Justin Shorter in 2018, John Dunmore in 2019. I'm a big fan of John Dunmore, I will say that. But in between those guys are a lot of sort of, you know, those 6 foot, 200 guys who are interchangeable, who I think they believe that if these guys can run routes, if we can line up 3, 4, 5, we can create mismatches. We can create opportunities for guys that aren't these freak show athletes. I think there's a certain air of, not necessarily needing, you know, that elite wide receiver year after year after year. I think their wide receiver depth chart, especially with the transfers coming in, is in pretty good shape now. I think it's going to be in better shape moving forward. I don't think that Julian Fleming makes or breaks that depth chart. He helps because he's so good and so versatile and seems to, and so competitive, and he's going to be ready right away. I think he helps, but I think you're right that not that one player doesn't make or break anything.
Exactly. Now, I believe if he were a five-star quarterback in the backyard, I might be talking a little bit differently. And yes, I know even at that point, a five-star quarterback doesn't always turn out, but there's also a positional difference. Like I said, I probably am more upset about not getting the five-star defensive tackle.
Penn State just hasn't had a lot of those, and those are a big need. If you look at the five-star versus the drop down to whoever's next in line, that defensive tackle spot, that definitely hurts a little bit more. So Julian Fleming announces May 31st, Penn State, Ohio State, Clemson, Georgia, Alabama. We'll find out then, a merciful ending to a maddening recruitment. For now, we're going to move on. Our player profile series rolls on right after this.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, Go PSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to gopsurv.com and reserve your RV today. 409 Tailgate Club proudly introduces our tailgate wines. Like our great sauces and rubs, you'll enjoy our wines at your next cookout, tailgate, or even as a great gift for that fan of the blue and white. Speaking of blue and white, you've got to try our award-winning Sapphire Blue, made from pure blueberry juice. Or how about our Old Main Pinot Grigio and 1855 Vidal? Go to tailgatewine.com and find all our PA preferred wines. That's tailgatewine.com.